Today is Monday, April 27th. What to know today from the CDC and World Health Organization about the new official COVID-19 symptoms and whether people who have already had the disease could actually get it again. Plus, more states look to reopen. Facebook's version of Zoom is coming. And what experts say about those weird dreams you may be having. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. COVID-19 testing is ramping up around the United States, and with that, so is the number of confirmed cases. More than 5 million tests have been conducted in the United States, and they've confirmed nearly a million COVID-19 infections. At this point, the U.S. has confirmed about 55,000 deaths. Remember, though, a lot more people recover from the virus than die from it. And now the CDC is updating its list of COVID-19 symptoms. Already, we knew the virus brought on fever, cough, and shortness of breath. And while you may have heard of some of these additional symptoms, the CDC is now officially adding 6 more to the list: chills, muscle pains, a headache, sore throat, and a loss of taste or smell. These updates matter since most testing sites still require a patient have a symptom before getting tested. Of course, if your symptoms are mild, you do not need to rush to the emergency room. The CDC says stay at home, self-isolate, and monitor your symptoms. But if you do have trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure on your chest, or your lips look blue, see a doctor right away. Also, an important new warning from the World Health Organization saying, don't think you're immune just because you've had COVID-19 before and recovered. Even if you've had the blood test showing you've developed antibodies, it doesn't necessarily mean it'll protect you from another infection. We just don't know yet. The WHO warned the pandemic could be made worse if people start assuming they're immune and ignore public health guidelines. They also cautioned against any governments considering giving people who recovered so-called immunity passports, letting them resume normal life. All Americans are still social distancing, and the White House coronavirus response coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, told NBC News, we should expect to continue social distancing through the summer. Though ready or not, a few more states are starting to get back to business a bit this week. For example, in Tennessee, sit-down restaurants will reopen today, although they cannot have as many customers inside as they usually do, and new hygiene practices are in place. Tennessee stores can reopen under the same guidelines Wednesday. In Mississippi, most retailers will be able to reopen at 50% capacity today, but businesses that require touching, like salons, dental offices, and tattoo studios, will have to stay closed there. Montana and Colorado's governors are also allowing businesses to reopen today, including those for hair, nails, and massages, but they too will follow guidelines to cut back on the number of customers and encourage people to wear masks. All in addition to some of the states we talked about last week, and most governors say they're doing this in a smart, gradual way. Still, the reopenings go against a University of Washington model suggesting no state should really reopen before at least the month of May, and some not until June. In New York, which has been the hardest hit by the new coronavirus, strict restrictions are still in place, and there's no set date for easing up on them. But if current trends keep up, it could end up being mid-May. The daily death toll dipped to 367 in New York yesterday, and that's the lowest one-day total in weeks. New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, agrees with federal guidelines, saying the state should see 14 days of declines before talking about reopening. When that time does come, the governor says New York will reopen in phases, with construction and some manufacturing starting back up first. But separately, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said the economic reopening might not be complete until 2022. It's been weeks since anyone has seen North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, and around the world, people are starting to wonder whether he's sick, injured, or even dead. There are tons of theories circulating online, but at this point, they're all just rumors. North Korea has not released any kind of official statement. North Korea has an incredibly secretive society. No one even knows Kim's exact age, though many believe he's about 36. We also don't know for sure who would be next in line to take over for Kim if needed. Analysts believe it could be his younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, who has been the most visible presence in the North Korean government. Her reputation suggests she would rule much like her brother. Back in 2017, U.S. officials put her on a blacklist for human rights abuses. Here in the U.S., President Trump has wished Kim Jong-un well if he is indeed sick. As for Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he's back at work full-time today. This is a pretty big milestone. The Prime Minister was recovering from COVID-19 for more than 3 weeks. Before he went to the hospital, Johnson had been criticized for moving too slowly in his response to this pandemic, but now he's been encouraging people all around the UK to take social distancing seriously. He is expected to talk about plans to modify, though not lift, those guidelines soon. Australia launched a coronavirus contact tracing app to help people figure out if they may have been exposed to the virus. It's called COVID Safe. And within a few hours of the app launching, more than a million Australians had already downloaded it. Here's how it works. Devices with the app that get within 5 feet of each other create what's called a digital handshake. Then, if users stay near an infected person for longer than 15 minutes, they get a notification. The Australian government says only health authorities would have access to the data stored on the app, but civil liberties groups are worried about privacy. Either way, it's voluntary. And it sounds pretty similar to what's expected to come to the US as well. Remember, rivals Google and Apple are working together on a similar program to be used all around the world. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our new sponsor this week. Who else has had bottles of half-used shampoos and conditioners piling up in the bathroom? You had high hopes for them, but they turned out not to be right for your hair. I know I've experienced this. That's why I'm excited to try a hair care brand that is customized to my needs. It's called Function of Beauty. What do I mean by customized? Well, you go online to share all about your hair so they can customize the formula for you. It's a quick online quiz. It includes everything from hair type and structure to even the scent and how strong you want that scent to be. I chose a light fragrance and dye-free, so no color added. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. To get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your four-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know the Newsworthy sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Facebook is rolling out a new video conferencing service similar to Zoom. It's called Messenger Rooms. It will let users host video calls with up to 50 people at once. It'll be free, no matter how long the call goes. Even people who do not have a Facebook account will be allowed to join as long as they're invited by the host who does. Messenger Rooms will launch over the next few weeks in Facebook's main platform and in the Facebook Messenger app. After that, it'll roll out to the company's other applications like Instagram and WhatsApp. Heads up to gamers, Nintendo says 160,000 accounts were breached since the beginning of April. Hackers may have gotten access to PayPal accounts or credit cards to buy things on the gaming platform. Data like nicknames, birth dates, and emails might also be in jeopardy. Already, CNN reports some users have noticed their Nintendo accounts were missing funds, and in some cases, they saw their money used to buy Fortnite's virtual currency called V-Bucks. Nintendo says it's emailing users who may have been affected by this. It says they can request refunds if they notice any unauthorized transactions. The company also plans to reset passwords on accounts that may have been breached. The NFL Draft set records this year in viewership. An average 8.4 million people tuned in over all 3 days, smashing last year's record of about 6 million. Night one of the draft was by far the biggest, though. That's when 15 million people tuned in for round one. No one was sure how this year's draft would pan out since it was virtual for the first time, but it was still a hit, likely because it was the first live mainstream sporting event since March. And football is not the only sport making a slow comeback. The NBA says basketball players can also return to team training facilities this Friday in the states where restrictions are being loosened. Still, the league is only allowing individual training sessions, meaning group practices are off the table for now. As for the NHL, MLS, and MLB, no word yet on when team practices will get going again. If you're having bizarre dreams lately, you're not alone. Dream analysts told NBC News the stress of everything that's going on right now has people reporting vivid and bizarre dreams. Also, people are remembering more details about them, and the dreams are lasting longer than usual. In fact, The Guardian reports it's so common, Google searches for weird dreams have doubled since this time last year. Of course, there are all types of dreams, but for some people, they can't breathe in the dream, or there's a natural disaster, or others, it's been about their hands falling off. Experts say these make perfect sense. For example, the hands falling off one, that might represent a fear of touching things. The others could be triggered by the lockdown stress or the sudden loss of familiar comforts. Really, though, there's no need to be alarmed. Therapists say our minds are just trying to process so much right now, which might be ramping up our dreaming. And it's possible we're actually just remembering them more than usual because we're out of our typical routines. For now, the best thing we can do is get into a state of relaxation before bed and remember that our dreams are only temporary. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about an updated rule for your savings account. Since so many people are cash-strapped during the coronavirus pandemic, the Federal Reserve decided to make it easier for people to access their money. It told banks to allow customers to make unlimited savings withdrawals and transfers. Usually, the Fed sets a limit of 6 per month. But to be clear, just because the Fed is allowing this, it doesn't actually mean the banks are required to change the rules. So you'll want to check with your own bank to see what your options are. And keep in mind, financial analysts say it's not ideal to dip into your savings if you don't have to. Still, it's better than pulling money out of your retirement accounts, which can backfire in the long run. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app to make sure it's easy to find our new episodes each morning. Or set a reminder on your phone to tune in so you can stay informed. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.